And aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui. And I'm so happy to have Gary Smith in studio with me today. Gary's brought some certificates, and we're going to give away a $50 certificate to the waterfront. Not this second, but soon. I did say waterfront. See, I see you. It's Five Palms.
It
is Five Palms. Gary, of course, I knew for years at the waterfront. And I just, it was one of my favorite restaurants to go to. But then he brought with him, when he went to Five Palms, this amazing en Bastille dish, which has become so popular there. It's like become a huge deal because the en Bastille was one of the favorites at the waterfront.
It was the number one seller at waterfront, and now we have it at Five Palms Restaurant, and people are coming in droves for that dish.
Explain how that dish is, because it's so delicious the way it's made and so unusual.
Well, we take a potato and put it on a machine and spin the crank, and out comes angel hair potato like pasta.
Uh-huh.
And we make a nest out of it, and you put the fish inside. You wrap the potato around the fish,
uh-huh.
saute that in a pan till it's golden brown, flip it over, put it in the oven to finish. In another pan, you put scallions and tomatoes and mushrooms and a lemon beurre blanc butter sauce. And heat that up, and then the fish comes out of the oven, put it on the plate, drizzle the tomatoes and mushrooms and the scallions with the lemon butter sauce over the top so it's crunchy on the outside and nice and moist on the inside.
And it's served with risotto?
Rice pilaf.
Oh, rice pilaf.
That's the classic way that we always did it, so we're doing exactly the same way.
And it's so delicious. And normally it's $45. You put it on sale for $29.95, and it's become extremely popular.
It has, and we've taken it even one more notch. For $10 more, you can get a choice of soup or salad with it and a choice of two different desserts, so you could have the whole meal.
So for just $10 more, you can get a delicious soup or salad and your dessert with it,
mm-hmm.
which is a very good deal.
It's a great deal.
Because a dessert in itself would be almost $10. So
even more, just for the dessert.
And so you're getting the two dishes extra,
yep.
for just
$10.
Super
salad
more.
And dessert. And sit there and look down Keawakohu Beach and watch the ocean. It's a beautiful spot to sit and have dinner.
Well, we were just talking about how happy your happy hour is at Five Palms. The happy hour there has just been cooking for a while. I mean, it's amazing. I try to figure out, I know you're always trying to figure out what works. But you've got not only great food, but you've got a lot of great views and the people, and a lot of people who live here go there after work for happy hour.
It's kind of a meeting place to go and have happy hour. We see people come in once a week. I see people daily. I see people
Jack
every
Gist
other week.
Goes in.
Jack comes in. They love the calamari. And you can just sit there and talk with your friends and enjoy yourself and enjoy the view. And sunset's now incredible. So it's about 7:05 now.
Mm.
And so but that's our peak times because mm-hmm. people want to come and see the sunset. And then when the sun sets, people will even get up from their tables. You got to leave your drink on the table, but they'll go down, stand in the sand and take pictures.
So what's the favorite thing for people to order when they do happy hours?
The Mai Tai, I think, is very popular there. They have a recipe for Mai Tai that they're very proud of and very protective of, and it's a very unique Mai Tai, and people love it.
You told me about something you're doing with Ocean Vodka drinks.
Yeah.
That sounds really
imaginative. Yeah, we're doing a promotion with Ocean Vodka. It's made right here on Maui. Oceans is known for their bottle, which looks like a Chinese fishing ball. With a little opening in it, and so it's full of vodka. Well, what they did is take their fishing ball glass, they cut the top of it off, kind of has a blue tint to it, and then we make the drink with Ocean Vodka inside the glass bottle.
Wow.
And that's become very popular.
That sounds like a pretty big vodka.
You mean the bottle?
Well, no, but you're drinking half.
Well, there's all different size bottles. They have 750s.
Oh, okay.
There's 370 half bottles.
Okay.
There's 100 milliliter bottles, which I think is the size that they make the drink from.
And that sounds, so that's pretty popular, huh?
It is. It's impressive to see them go out into the dining room.
So
and
what
then
do you serve
one
it, the vodka sees. With? Is it straight vodka, or what do you make? What kind of vodka drinks do you make with that?
With Oceans?
Yeah.
You could get Ocean Vodka in any drink, but we have a special recipe we came up with. Guava juice, agave syrup, fresh lemon juice, and top with a little club soda, and then that's the drink that goes in that glass.
What's it called?
Oceans 5.
Oceans 5.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that you feel kind of special when
well,
you're drinking.
Five Palms, Oceans 5.
I got it. Instead of Oceans 12 or Ocean's 11, I got you. That's great. I love it, and it's pretty, and it is delicious, and it'll get you feeling a little buzz.
Well, happy hour.
It's happy hour special.
Yep.
Happy hour. Well, you know, on top of that, we were talking about a dish that was really special to you, which is the Kona cold lobsters. And this one is kind of all out. I mean, this is one of those ones that, you know, anyone who appreciates a good lobster is going to love this particular dish, right?
Right. They're raised on the Big Island. They pump the water up from 2,000 feet, so it's crystal clear water. Mm-hmm. Actually, this water that they raise these lobsters in is the water they pump up also to make Ocean's Vodka.
It's super duper
water. Super duper, real clean, great water. So the lobsters have a great life for a while, but they fly them over to us every day. And so we get fresh lobsters in daily. And we do run out from time to time, but this way we know they're always fresh.
I wonder how they do that. How do they fly those over? Are they live when they're flying them over?
Well, they can stay out of the water for a certain length of time. And they're sent chill, very cold in insulated boxes.
And you got to go over and pick these live lobsters?
They fly them into the airport. We pick them up there.
Wow. But the deal on this is amazing because here it is, and it's served with drawn butter, asparagus, arugula, and macadamia nut rice for only $42.95, which is, when you consider the work and the time and effort into making this, that's an amazing price.
It's a pound and a quarter lobster, and they're split for you, so they're very easy to eat. The claw meat's taken out. Mm. It's a really good deal and very fresh.
Well, you do have on this dinner special, the Sunset Special, it's called, not only the Ambastille, but you can also get pan-roasted pork chop, island herb-roasted chicken. But you also have a lot of, you seem to have added a couple of new fish dishes. The Pacific North salmon, I'm sure, is popular because there's some people always like salmon, right?
There is a group of people out there who just got to have their salmon whenever they see it on a menu.
And, of course, there's always the people who just always go with mahi-mahi, no matter what else you're doing, right?
You can't take mahi-mahi off any restaurant's menu.
But there's other amazing things you're doing. Molokai potato gnocchi.
Gnocchis.
Gnocchis. Gnocchis are, they look like, these are Molokai potato. What's a Molokai?
They're
made from Molokai
potatoes. Yeah, they're purple instead of traditional. Yeah, instead of traditional white. You would like this dish.
I would like that dish very much.
That's our vegetarian dish.
Mm.
And they can add shrimp to it if they want. But if you like a vegetarian dish, the Molokai sweet potato gnocchis are very good.
By the way, for poo-poos, I have to say, I know Shaggy, who does a morning show with me on The Buzz 107.5, loves your sushi. He says every time he goes there, he can't get away from having your sushi.
The sushi bar, I think, is a big draw for Five Palms Restaurant. People don't know it as a sushi bar, but the sushi bar is a self-contained kitchen inside the restaurant, has its own sushi chef, its own sushi sous chefs. And crew, and it's only self-contained area, so it's like two kitchens in one. And the sushi bar, the sushi bar has four seats at it, but you can order sushi anywhere in the restaurant; they'll deliver it to your table.
So that's interesting to know. Which you can do the tsunami, or the dragon one, and those are both a lot of sushi.
Yeah.
My gosh, you need to look at this.
You're just looking at the two items on the regular dinner menu, but there's a completely separate sushi menu.
Oh, there is a full-on sushi menu.
It's a full page of all the sushi rolls. And
wow, look at this. This is a big, huge page of sushi.
And then they do specials every day. They have a board in the sushi bar, and they put up specials, and the sushi chefs try to outdo each other.
And you got a lot of vegetarian sushi dishes here.
We do. You would like that.
I would like this very much. You got the veggie roll, cucumber and avocado maki.
And everything on that sushi menu that you're looking at from 9 to 10 p.m., all those items are half price.
From 9 to 10 p.m. at night?
Mm-hmm.
So if you
want to get... It's our sushi hour.
Oh, and do people come in just for that sushi?
Yes, they do.
And there must be people who are working.
People getting off of work, or people want a good deal on sushi and want to eat late.
You know what? It is a great deal because those prices are reasonable anyway compared to a lot of sushi restaurants.
Yep.
So half off?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I mean, you could get a whole sushi dinner for a great price.
Yes, you could.
I noticed here, too, you have a baked lobster dip. I didn't even know about that before. That sounds like it'd be popular.
That's on the dinner menu. It used to be a happy hour item, and it was so popular we put it on the dinner menu.
Wow. So then there's one other thing that is really cool that you're doing, and that's no corkage fee.
Right. We're waiving the corkage fee for this month. And I just talked to Simon this morning and he said, go for it in August.
Thank you, Simon.
So no corkage fee. If you have a special bottle in your wine cellar and you need a good reason to go out to dinner and open that, come and see us. And there's no charge. You can bring in your own wine.
You can have a very romantic dinner right there at the Keavikapu Beach, especially if you go 9 to 10 o'clock at night. You save really a lot of money. But you could have the en Bastille for two people, bring your own bottle, and have a delicious dinner, like it's 75% less than you would anywhere else on the beach, on the ocean.
It is. Right now is the time to go to Five Palms.
It is.
There's a lot of deals going on.
Yeah, and that's partly because of you and Simon and the hardworking crew down there. You have a good crew down
there. And Moki's pretty creative, too.
Moki is, absolutely. And he's been there a while. And, and Simon's been there, God, how long? Five Palms has been around for a long time.
23 years, I think.
Wow. And you know what? It's just gotten better and better.
It is. We're continuing to make improvements.
And it's still really a popular place. I know we don't necessarily talk about this a lot, but it's an extremely popular place for people to get married.
We have a special events coordinator, Bobby Lynn Jones, and she does a great job for weddings and events. It doesn't have to be a wedding. There's other things we do, business things, corporate things. But we have a grassy area right in front of the restaurant, right next to the beach, with tiki torches, and we have a wedding gazebo that you can get married under that we set up for you.
Oh, I didn't know that. You had that? Oh.
And we can set up, and you can have cocktails right there on the grass if you want, or champagne. We can get a special permit for you from the liquor department to allow you to do a little champagne toast right there at the wedding site.
Because people don't know this, but you can get a huge fine if you bring alcohol out onto the beach. And people,
we don't let them go on the sand.
I know, and people, I used to do so many weddings, Gary, and people would bring a bottle and say, we want to do champagne toast. And I say, no, you can't do that. You'll get charged thousands of dollars if you get busted. And the DLNR does watch for that.
But we're right there.
You are.
Next to the sand.
Exactly. So I didn't know you could do that. That's a great idea.
So it's a good spot. You can have a little cocktail reception right after the wedding and then come inside for dinner and sit right up front and enjoy the view all night long and
Believe me, sunset
pictures and everything.
You have as good, if not better, as a view as you do at the major hotels right down the walkway there.
Yeah.
And if you were to do it there, it'd cost you about 70% more.
I don't know the price difference. I do know that it's very reasonable to do an event there.
Yeah, compared to any of those big hotels, absolutely. And it's very nice and like beautiful and easy access and everything. You don't have to go through a whole hotel.
And the brides that are nervous, Bobby Lynn's really good at making them know that everything's going to be just fine because they'll call this and I forgot about that. And what if they eat more? What if they drink more? What can we do? And she's like, everything's just going to be fine. She's been doing it for years. She's worked at a couple major restaurants on Maui, and she knows what she's doing.
Well, I know there's some people waiting for this, but for a $50 gift certificate, you could get that Kona lobster dinner, or you get the en Bastille special with the dessert and the beautiful either soup or salad.
Or the prime rib on Sundays.
Oh, we didn't mention that. Before we give it away, you got to wait. Tell me about this. I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, a long time ago, Five Palms was known for their prime rib on the dinner menu. So I talked Simon into doing prime rib on Sundays, which we just started about 2 weeks ago. And it's really popular. Prime rib, it's slow roasted. It takes 3 to 4 hours to roast the prime rib. It's pepper crusted. We do it medium rare, but you can get other temperatures on it if you want to. And now we're developing a following of people that are coming in. Do you have prime rib tonight? The past 2 weeks, we have run out, so you come early. We don't want to serve prime rib the next day. We want it all to be used. So if you're coming for prime rib, make sure to come early.
And you start serving prime rib on Sunday
at what time? 5 o'clock.
At 5. And that's a nice way to have a special Sunday dinner.
It is. Prime rib on Sundays.
Do you have that prime rib when you have special holidays like Mother's Day and Christmas, I think, too, don't you?
We do. When we do our buffet brunch things on special days like Mother's Day and Easter, we have a prime rib carving station. Mm-hmm. Right in the dining room where the chef comes out and he carves the prime rib to order.
It's almost kind of like the center spotlight right there on that, right?
Prime rib and lamb. He does a big lamb thing, and there's a ham that he carves.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
But that's not going to be, folks, till next Thanksgiving.
No, we don't do it on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's
going
to be till
tableside
Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's just on Easter and Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
We do those buffets.
So you got to get down there on Sunday.
You do.
There's no way I could make this. So for something special, You could do that. And how much is a prime rib dinner on Sunday?
$42.95.
That's a great price.
14 ounce portion.
Wow.
And it's carved to order, and it's really good.
Wow. Okay, so I know Gary's waiting on the phones out there and listening, and he's been waiting patiently, so I'm not going to make him wait. We got a $50 gift certificate for you, our loyal, wonderful listeners.
For five palms.
I didn't say waterfront that time. I know, but it's in my mind. I see you in waterfront comes up. But this is for the five palms. And call right now, 244-9533, 244-9533, and you'll get that $50 gift certificate. And it's going to be the first caller, and the phone's going off right now. And Gary picked it up. I can see by the phone lines in here. So thank you. You know, it's funny, Gary, because you've been there now at the Five Palms for about
almost two years.
And a lot of people who knew you at the waterfront have rediscovered you at the Five Palms, haven't they?
They have, and it's really nice to see them. I've watched these kids, their kids grow up, and now their kids are having kids, so it's nice. It's family.
Gosh, that is a long time, huh?
Yeah, because we took over the waterfront in 1990.
Wow, and I always loved it. Now, I remember people would go to the old waterfront for special occasions, and they're doing this now at the Five Palms, like for anniversaries and for birthdays and, of course, the holidays. But you're also seeing lots of ways that you can make any day special by doing these special deals that you have. And so, you know, it's interesting because sometimes people think, oh, I'm only going to go out if it's a special occasion sometimes, right?
Well, with all the promotions we have going on right now, it's the time to go out, and it doesn't have to be an anniversary or birthday or special occasion celebration. It could be just, I want to go out to dinner tonight, and I don't want to cook, and I want something good. And I want to sit by the beach. I want to enjoy the sunset.
Right.
And the romantic thing, I think, is not to be left out. You have your special person that you want to do.
It's a perfect date night place. Yeah, absolutely perfect date night, because it's so romantic and beautiful. And you just got voted the second best happy hour on Maui.
We were in the top two. We won't mention the other one, but we were in the top two happy
really
hours in
to.
The Maui Times Reader Survey. And we don't normally take reservations for happy hour, but Bobby Lynn tells me if you have a party of 10 or more and you call her and talk with her, she'll set up a special table for you. Could be your business group wants to come in for happy hour, you know, to celebrate something, or you just want to say thank you to your employees. But if you have a group of people, 10 or more, through the month of August, she will take a reservation for you for happy hour.
What time does happy hour start?
Starts at 3, and during the summertime, we take it till 9 o'clock, so you have 6 hours of happy hour.
See, that's the thing that's amazing. Now, 3 o'clock is an early happy hour, which is wonderful, you know. And that's, I have to say about the Five Palms anyway, you don't shut down. And so, because my hours aren't always the same as everyone else's, and sometimes I'm waiting to do something before I go somewhere else. And it's nice to be able to pop in at any time to the waterfront and get a dish. I did it again, didn't I?
Yes.
The Five Palms and get a dish. So it's not like you're closed down. So, like, even if you came at 3 o'clock, you could even call that your late lunch.
Yes, you could. I had some people in yesterday, came in for a late happy hour, 7 o'clock, and they made it into dinner.
Yeah.
So they get the happy hour prices on the drinks, on their wine, and on their beer, and on the food. And
do you have a list of food that you have for happy hour? You can tell us
six different sushi items and six different poo-poos, appetizers. So there's cucumber avocado roll, California roll, spicy tuna roll, shrimp tempura, shiromi sashimi, sashimi trio, edamame. We get barbecued ribs, there's calamari, there's chicken wings, there's baked chili shrimp, Brussels sprouts, coconut crusted prawns that we put the coconut on ourselves at the restaurant, and hummus. Every single one of those appetizers are half price during happy
From
hour.
From 3 to 9.
3 to 9.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
And then special drinks?
And specials on all the beers. There's a list of different beers, wines, and specialty cocktails. Even our Mai Tais are discounted during happy hour.
And it's so lovely because you're just sitting up there, and actually, sometimes you get pretty full. I've been in there when it's like, wow, all the seats are pretty full.
We have a hostess just for happy hour because it gets that busy.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And it's like, wow, and it is happening, and everyone is happy at your happy hours.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Get very happy.
But it's not, you know, it's really kind of a high class crowd, and it's not funky at all. It's just really good people having a good time and having good meals, and you know, just good people, like I say. So,
it's a gathering place.
So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is lunch still popular? Because I know you do have some visitors. When there's a visitor flow, sometimes
Well, lunch is popular with the visitors because they can sit there and look down the beach and enjoy the beautiful ocean. And you can see Ko'olawe, you can see Molokini,
take
the
pictures.
Ocean, yeah. Dolphins swimming by. Turtles come up on the beach all the time.
I didn't know that.
And so there's a little turtle town area right there in front of the restaurant. You'll see turtles. I saw five or six of them all popping their
really?
Heads up yesterday,
oh,
looking around. And when they come up to sun themselves on the beach, and all the tourists stand around, look at the turtles. So we get visitors. We get business people at lunchtime. Good meeting place.
Sense,
we have Wi-Fi. You can bring your laptop. Have lunch.
Uh-huh.
We have little private areas in the dining room, little booths where you could sit if you're doing a little meeting. Good spot for that. And the neat part about Five Palms is the breakfast and lunch menus are both served from 8 in the morning till 2:30.
Yeah.
So you can get breakfast at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can have a cheeseburger at 8 a.m. if you want.
I've always loved the Caesar salad there, too. I mean, whenever I feel like getting, you know, staying into the salad thing. You have very good salads, though. And your Caesar's pretty popular,
we do. The
right?
kale salad's very popular, too.
Oh, you have the kale salad.
And the salads now, the big trend I see over that's different than it used to be is getting a salad and having the protein, which is your chicken, fish, or beef, on the salad.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, that's the whole meal right there, is get the Caesar salad or the kale salad with fish or with some kind of protein.
Or tofu.
Or tofu in your case. You just let me know you're coming. We'll have the tofu all seared up for you.
Tofu's good. A vegetarian like me is always, I have to tell this inside joke. One time I kept talking about the ambastil and I said, Gary, you know, I don't eat fish. I'm vegetarian. And so he made me up a tofu ambastil. It was ambastil with tofu inside. I couldn't believe he went through all that work.
We made it for other people now since you had it.
Have you seriously
done
that?
Yes, we have. You're not the only one who's experienced it.
So people have actually said, can I have this
dish? Can I have it made with tofu?
I wonder if I spread that because I've told that story to people.
I don't know, but we do have vegetarian people who want to try the tofu, nix the fish.
I didn't think it would work, and it did.
It did.
Yeah, it worked.
And, and Rick doesn't like fish, so he has his with a steak inside.
I can't believe that with a steak inside.
He does.
It's got to be like a filet mignon or something.
Yeah. It's pre-cooked, and then you cook it inside the potatoes again.
Rick is Gary's brother.
Yep.
And I see Rick around sometimes. And Claudia is working there still? Is Claudia
Claudia's
there?
Working. She greets people at the door.
She was from the waterfront.
She's an ex-waterfront person who's now at Five Palms, and she's wonderful at the door.
Mm-hmm.
She's very accommodating. She just loves people.
Yeah.
And so she likes to go table to table and talk story.
I mean, who would have guessed this migration? It's so interesting. And people do come that maybe remember you from when they had special occasions or would always come and visit and go to the old waterfront. Now they found you, and it's got to be nice to have that ohana now migrated over to the waterfront, right?
We had a family of 12 came in the other night that used to come to the waterfront, and they found out I was at Five Palms. They're at Five Palms now. They came in, 12 people, family, so I knew the mom and dad before their kids were born.
Wow.
And now their kids are having kids, and so I got to meet the four grandkids.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was really proud, so he came in twice while he was here visiting on the island.
See, that's wonderful. And that's what I like about owner-operator restaurants that you can do and have. And with Simon, you have meetings with them, and you come up with ideas, and you're able to do that. This in a franchise would be very hard to do.
We have a very common, similar thought process about how important the guest is to us, and that it's a family business, and we treat families very well there.
Well, I thought you treat everyone very well. I mean, you really do. Honest to gosh, I just always feel very special. And at the same time, it is casual. I mean, so you really can have a very romantic dress-up dinner, or you can come casually, and everyone can be dressed in different things, and it's all Maui-style fine, you know?
Mm-hmm. It caters to everybody.
Absolutely, and we want to give a shout-out to Mom, who we love dearly, and who's recovering. And so our prayers and thoughts, we love Mom. Mom, always a part of the old waterfront and a part of
she's part of Five Palms, too. She comes in there.
Yeah. So we're sending out our thoughts to her and our love to her. And it's such a wonderful experience being able to work with you and with Simon. And we especially want people to support the owner-operator restaurants that are special like this. It really does make a difference when you keep supporting these wonderful restaurants that are working so hard to give you good quality food, you know, good quality service, and it keeps them going. And it's just wonderful. And I do think people are very loyal, and when they see that, that they are loyal to that restaurant.
They sure are.
And we have to wait until Thanksgiving for the next big food. It seems like so far away, doesn't it, at this point?
This is the long stretch for holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
For food holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's until then. But, you know, when you do have your holidays, you pull out all the stops, and it's always fun to see what you're going to come up with when you do the special meals for the holidays and everything.
We're planning already.
Are you seriously?
Of course.
It seems so long, so far away, but always nice down there, and you get a breeze, and you get that view, and you can even take a walk afterwards or before on Kealakekupu and work off the meal you ate, right?
Yes, you can.
You can. And I think I've got, actually, another wonderful person supposed to be coming up, Marina. We're going to talk about a special event that's happening at the Pacific Whale Foundation, which is a special, amazing movie that they're doing about the plastic in the ocean, which we're going to be sponsoring. So we're going to have her coming in next. But while we do, I'm just going to go down one more time here with you, the special items on the menu, and you, as Gary, would go in as a person. What would you order? I'm sure people say, Gary, what should I have? Do they come in and just say, Gary, will you order for me?
That happens, but if I know them, I know what they like anyway, and people usually get their favorite thing. Of course, I always recommend the Bastille. Any fresh Hawaiian fish, I always am happy to serve, because you can only get it around here, and it's very, very fresh. Our chef, Raul, fishes weekly. We posted Facebook
pages. He actually fishes himself?
Oh, we serve a lot of his fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where
fishes.
Does he just
He's
goes
very
out
good.
There and
I took a picture. It's on Facebook for the Five Palms of two of our servers and one of the cooks standing in the dining room with two mahi-mahis that Raul caught before he filleted them up, and we served them that night.
Does he have a boat?
He has a boat, and he goes out fishing, and he'd rather fish than cook, but we benefit because he's a great chef, but he loves to fish. So we get a lot of fish that he catches.
Marina's here. Come on in, Marina. Do you happen to know Gary Smith?
How are you? Nice Gary Smith, nice to meet you.
Five Palms Restaurant. Well, please give a hug to the whole family.
I will do that.
And I'm going to be down there soon.
Please give me advance warning so we have your tofu ready.
Okay, we'll do. And it's wonderful seeing you, my friend.
Nice to talk with you, Cindy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And we'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. And coming up next here, I have a wonderful lady from the Pacific Whale Foundation, Marina, here in studio. And Marina is going to tell us about a super event that's coming up that I'm very, very happy to sponsor. And because this is something that's super important for us to be aware of.
Own house,
to
make those decisions.
Folks, this is important. Tell your friends and neighbors, get a group together. Mm-hmm. Plan to be on Thursday, August 3rd at the Historic Yale Theater. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and I would recommend getting there early at 5 so you can ask the questions, because that's when the booths and all the people will be there. But then the movie starts at 6, mm-hmm. So if you can only come at 6, that's fine too. And then there'll be questions and answers afterwards, mm-hmm. and a chance for you to figure out what you can do in your role, how you can really try to help save the oceans as best as we can. Every little bit does make a difference.
It does.
Every person that hears the show is going to learn a little more. And if you tell a friend, it spreads even further, you know. And if you work as a group, and if you go to the movie on August 3rd, you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's the way these things get turned around. And it's not easy, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, the tagline for the film is, we need a wave of change. So we're encouraging people to come and you know, have this conversation and start that wave of change.
Well, I'm glad you had this conversation, because I just assumed it was about that plastic mass in the ocean.
Which everyone's already heard about, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I did not know that there was these plastic particles everywhere in the ocean, and I had no clue, really. So this is really super important. Place to go as we wind up here. What's the website again?
PacificWhale.org/plasticocean.
PacificWhale.org/plasticocean. You get your tickets, and it goes to a really good cause, and you will find yourself being blown away by this movie. It could be life-changing. Hopefully it is life-changing for this planet, for the sake of the planet. We hope it is life-changing. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in from your busy schedule, Marina.
Of course,
it's really
thank
a pleasure, you, Cindy. Pleasure seeing you. 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 Pleasure seeing you.